their feet that take a long while to heal and take up a lot of inpatient time. But then that's their choice, and if they're balmy in the crumpet, I can't do anything about it. They do look at my feet very carefully, and I have got a neuropathy which affects the feet, and the peripheral pulses in my feet are not awfully good. When I go to the diabetic clinic, they also look at my feet. They also assess the feeling in my feet. They don't usually look at my eyes at the diabetic clinic, because the people in Reading do that anyway. And anyway, if I drive over to Oxford, to the clinic, it makes it a bit difficult if I have my pupils dilated and then have to drive back. So they're usually rather kind and leave it to the people in Reading. And the people in Reading, a friend of mine takes me down to the clinic and brings me back when they're going to make me filled with belladonna. And belladonna's supposed to make you a beautiful lady. I don't know that I'm a lady at all. I'm certainly that I'm not beautiful.
You mentioned this, what you consider to be a bad decision about incels, so this might be a good point to ask you to reflect about your experience of the National Health Service and how it's changed over the years.
How's the health service changed? It's very difficult to say much about this because, of course, I've been inside it. My appointment as a consultant was, of course, part of the Oxford Regional Health Authority's priority to try and develop service for the population of rheumatics. And therefore, I suppose I would have to say that at that time, I think that there were considerable improvements occurring. When I came to Reading as a consultant, nobody had started doing hip replacements, knee replacements, or indeed any joint replacement surgery. But shortly after I came here, one of the newly appointed orthopaedic surgeons, Pat Chesterman, and I got alongside each other, and we decided that we would try and start a hip replacement program.